Hi, it's Sadara or Out of Left Field on Twitter. I thought I'd do something different. Well, not really different, because other people have done all sorts of things along similar lines. But I just wanted to say that I read my timeline a lot. And especially if I'm not very well and I can just read without tweeting. And some of you absolutely make me howl with laughter. So I thought, not just that, some of you make me think, there's poems and lovely soppy things as well that make me cry, but you know, I just wanted to every so often just show you a few of the people that make me smile. And so I thought I'd read a few tweets. I was going to pick just three, but as I am a woman and prone to changing my mind like the breeze, I've chosen four because I have lady parts and it's my prerogative to change my mind. So I have permission from two of them. I haven't heard from the other two. So I'm going to read them anyway, and I may be lynched. If I am lynched, and this is my suicide note, everything goes to my daughter. And someone look after my dog. That's it. That's it. That's all I have. It was nice knowing you. And that's it. So here we go. These are in no particular order. I don't care if they're from a big account, small account, whatever. I'm going to pick what I like. So the first one is from someone called Ginger Gander. Nickname is Spaced Princess. You may have seen her around. She's got, I think, a very popular account. But she does write fantastic tweets. So, you know, wonderful. Here we go. Her tweet is, every year, falling coconuts kill more people than shark attacks, but the families of the shark victims are less embarrassed. Well, you would be. I wouldn't like to die either way, frankly. But there you go. Yes, well, that went well. It's really hard reading someone's tweet. It's really hard because you don't know how they'd like it done. But I'm doing my best, okay? Okay, stay with me. Right, the next one is by a guy called Used to Be a Bastard. Now that's not used, U-S-E-D, it's use. Used to Be a Bastard. So here we go. I like this a lot. This makes me giggle. Here we are. There's something comforting about someone you don't like resembling an unattractive celebrity. Debbie, you Steve Buscemi looking bitch. Sorry. Sorry for laughing. I like that. I like that a lot. And can I just say a collective from all of us, poor Debbie. Sorry, love. That makes me laugh. I had to include that. The next one is from Bitch Mittens, the rather fabulous Jessica. That's Jessica with an extra S because she's that special. Okay. Her tweet is this one. I met someone who actually eats unfrosted Pop-Tarts by choice. He walks among us, disguised as a normal human being. I'm sorry, but who does that? That's a freak right there, okay? Even I'm English, and I'm new to Pop-Tarts, but even I know that's a freak. Okay. And last, but by no means least, we have Amy W, and her Twitter name is Amy I Am, which is spelled A-M-E-I-A-M. And this one I really relate to, big time. I spoke with one of my neighbours today. Great. Now I have to move. That's so true, because my neighbours are weird on all sides, and I don't really like to chat away with them. They're very strange people, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. So there's my four. Amy I Am, Jessica, Ginger Gander, and Used to Be a Bastard. Go and give them some timeline love, because they make me smile. And someone said, are you going to read any of your tweets? No. Well, no. I kind of brain fart and forget. I don't draft or anything, and I'm not my biggest fan. There's only one that I can... No. It's... all right, I'm going to... This one is because it means something to me at the moment, so I will just say this. One of my tweets said, and I hope I remember it correctly, it said, some people are just good people. Stop looking for the twist in everyone. And I kind of really mean that. Some people are just lovely people. They may not make the same decisions as you. They may not think the same way as you. They may not put themselves out there the same way as you. They may not keep certain things to themselves the same way as you. But it doesn't mean that they're bad people. They're just not you. So I think a lot of people see agendas that aren't there and see things that, you know, just relax. Just take someone on what you see and what you, you know, stop waiting for the punchline, as it were. Don't need to wait for the nastiness, because the chances are it may not be there. There may not be any nastiness there at all. It's just someone who thinks a little bit differently than you. And that's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. So that's all I've got to say. And I've gone on long enough. So don't forget those four people that I've mentioned. And have a good week. And I'll maybe pick some more another time. Thanks for listening. Bye.